come from humble beginnings. I think the most vulnerable point I would love to make, and it tells a story about who I am as a person, is I started off my journey homeless and raised by a single parent mother in a vulnerable situation. And I think the intent of me sharing that personal inference about me is my why I chose healthcare, and it's service above self. And that's what allowed me to explore the opportunity here in Siouxland, specifically because I think there is a need to allow our team to become even better at serving our key constituents in our community.
And what are some of your future goals for the hospital? I know it's a new role for you. You just started in July, but what are some of the things that you're really going to focus on?
Yeah, I think number one would be operational excellence. Now, what that specifically means is GIMBA, which is a source or methodology in regards to allowing us to be efficient but render high quality of care. That's one main focus. What does that have to do with our operations, specifically to decrease wait times in our ER to ensure that consumers that utilize our facility, they're not waiting, you know, because we want to be good stewards of their time because we value their time. I think secondary to that would be starting surgical cases on time to ensure that we are following our process and procedures so that ultimately the consumer, the patient, has a great experience here. So that's my first big initiative, is to bring operational excellence to the forefront of our facility. I think secondary would to create a fun workplace environment. I think it's going to be important for us to have a highly engaged workforce. How do you do that? I think number one is you instill in the leaders that they can have fun within the workplace, because the job itself is stressful. So I have no desire to create a work environment that is stressful. It's going to be very critical for us to allow people to eat off the plate. For the P, have patience. For the L, have love. For the A, be affectionate. For the T, give a little bit of time for each other. And even our lives is necessary when it comes to serving our patients.
Well, I know that your staff, especially coming out of COVID-19, that had to be so taxing for so many people. I know you were working in Indiana at the time, but for healthcare, I mean, it's just been obviously a struggle.
It definitely has been, because it changes frequently. But here's what I know. There's two definitions of the word fear. We can have false evidence appearing real, or we can face everything rise. And what I know of this team that I've worked with over the course of the last 3 weeks is that they're vetted and they're ready to accomplish basically what we all have a desire for, is serving our community.
I know recently your facility, also the other major hospital in town, did issue a mandate for employees to get vaccinations. Have you seen any pushback, or how are people complying with that? I know there's a little bit of time before they have to get the vaccine if they haven't already been vaccinated.
I think overall, no major pushback at all. As a matter of fact, our compliance rate related to our vaccination is fairly high. So I can say that we did do our due diligence before that decision was made. Not only did we seek out community leaders, we asked our staff, we've asked our physicians to weigh in on the decision that was made. And I personally, since I've been here, has had no major opposition to this initiative. And I think what's most important for us is we want to solve for all people. Irregardless of what side you're on, we want to make sure that we make the appropriate decision to serve all. But I think the forefront of that is to making sure that we're doing what I think our mission and values are, is creating a healthy community and providing the best possible outcome for our staff, our physicians, and our patients.
Do you have any advice for people when it comes to COVID-19, or any thoughts that you have for the community that you'd like to share? Because you were talking about, you know, trying to calm that fear that maybe people have.
Yeah, I think my first initial advice is advice that I use for myself is, rely on the factual data to make judgment calls. I think there's always sources of truth. I just challenge people, including myself, to find the facts before making decisions.
I know in the area there's been concern that members of our immigrant community are sometimes left out when it comes to the conversation surrounding medical care. I don't know if that's something that you are going to look into in your new role.
Yeah, a very valid question. I think diversity and inclusion is something that we have looked at. We have a committee at our corporate level, and not only at our corporate level, but even here in Siouxland. And I think when I suggested that we serve all, that's considering all parties. And we want to make sure that we're being a good resource for all.
It sounds like you've had just this amazing journey to get where you are and where you are here today in Sioux City.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I would want, I think the community abroad to know is that for the team here, I'm no one's boss. You know, I have this title called Regional President and CEO, but I want the community to know that the people that are my boss are the staff that give me an opportunity to come here every day. The people that are my bosses, the physicians that come into our facility to treat patients. And then I think lastly, but not limited to, my boss is the community. And I have a listening ear, and I just chose healthcare because I think it's purposeful in regards to my passion to put service above self.